Remember the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Well, today we're going to talk about that, but it's about cookies and money.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
Honey, when we got married, I guess I'll say it, you didn't know how to cook very well.
I'm not offended by that.
Neither did I.
did you think I would be offended?
Well, I don't know. You didn't say anything, so I thought, uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
Maybe I shouldn't have started with that.
I didn't know where you were going with it. No, I'm not offended by that at all. I did not really grow up cooking things. I remember cooking taquitos in the microwave. You know, those things from Sam's Club?
I don't know if that's cooking.
I know. I made those.
Reheating.
I made those, what were they? Those
French toast sticks.
French toast sticks from the freezer. Put those in the toaster.
Again, that's not. I don't think those go in the toaster.
Oh, wait, maybe I put them in the oven. I don't know what I did.
As you can see,
I made some sandwiches. I threw a pizza in. That was the extent of me cooking during my life growing up.
Yes.
Went to college and lived in the dorm, had a meal plan.
So they cook for you.
Then I moved into my sorority.
Ooh, la,
and
la.
We had a cook, and I had, you know, obviously all my meals
for you
there. And so then I got my first job after college, and I happened to be working on a college campus where there was cafeterias.
You essentially had another meal plan.
I had another meal plan.
Part of the job.
I did. I could eat a good percentage of my meals while
at
work.
I never even thought of that one.
I had never cooked. When
what?
And then we get married.
I wasn't some Michelin-starred chef by any stretch of the imagination.
You made
two things.
You told
but
me.
But I can cook.
Sure. You can. But really, up
but
to that
really,
point.
But really, my favorite thing to make is ramen noodles, but instead of the sauce packet,
you put
drain the noodles,
sauce.
you put hot sauce and butter on them. Buffalo noodles, baby.
Buffalo noodles, yep.
That to this day.
That was one thing.
Nothing hits a spot like
and
buffalo noodles.
And then that pasta thing that you used to make with
pasta
the
spice. Pasta Alonzo. Yeah. Because I made it with a guy, his last name was Alonzo.
Those were
That's so good. We should make that.
It is good. We barely had any sort of recipe, any tradition, any culinary expertise, and we got married. But I felt pressure to start putting meals on the table.
You did.
You didn't necessarily ask me to do that.
Well, we were now
us eating.
We were at that same campus with the meal plan.
We were. So we had been eating a good amount of our meals at the cafeteria in the dorm. And after a little while, I thought, you know, we're in our late 20s, getting a pizza slice and a bowl of cereal for dessert. You know, this kind of needs to wrap up. We need to move on for the next stage.
Just have some
and,
yeah,
you know, maybe two nights a week, I'm going to put a meal on the table. Mm-hmm. So this began my quest to learn how to cook.
How'd you do it? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
You know, we used to have a blog, and I documented some of those really early recipes that I tried actually on the blog, and there were quite a few
interesting
flops. Yeah, we'll have to go back and
we'll have to look
peruse
it up.
That, the True Good and Beautiful blog, I think it was what it was. I turned initially, because here's how I did it. I went to Google.
Went to the internet.
And I just typed in something like chicken casserole. And I usually went with like the top result.
First result.
And you know who was always in the top
result? They
have result?
Great SEO.
You know who was in the top result?
All recipes. You know why their name is that? Because they'll accept all recipes.
All recipes. I even got, I ended up
you
even
had all
getting,
recipes pro.
I got the app and
I
got.
The upgrade, the paid upgrade.
I paid extra because I was going to. Gonna
meal
use
spinner.
Them, the meal spinner. Yeah,
it was hot. That was peak all recipes.
But here was the problem. There was this fatal flaw.
It was the recipes.
It really was. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the resume. It was the comments.
Yeah, so all...
So talk about
you,
this.
And we'll, right, and so when I'm searching for something, it comes up. I'll look just for fun usually. In so many of the recipes, they'll go the ratings in the comments. 5 stars. Five out of five.
Five.
When I made it, I substituted this for this, that for that. I added one of these and I didn't put this in. And I did this extra step. You did not cook that recipe.
I know.
Your
right.
5-star recipe is not the one I have in front of me.
Exactly. So it really was, you know, I'd make a few of these 5-star mm-hmm. recipes and they were gross.
They were not.
They were not.
They were 5 out of 10 stars.
They were not good.
It just didn't work out.
They didn't
work
out.
Come together.
Cookies would fall flat.
It just didn't
casseroles
work.
Just didn't taste right.
I mean,
they were just extremely mediocre recipes. Mm-hmm. And some of them were hits. I think I found like a buffalo chicken wing dip or something.
Yeah.
On
there's
there.
A couple. It's,
there were
you
a
never
few.
Know.
There was like a Thai
a
chicken
diamond
pizza.
Diamond in the rough.
There were diamonds in the rough.
That's
but
a
then
lot of rough.
If you get to the comment section on
then
literally
you don't know what to do.
Any of their 5-star or greatly recommended recipes, you're going to find people duking it out in the comments, talking about the things they didn't have, the things they did instead, the things they omitted, the steps they added, mm-hmm. and now they've overcomplicated
and then
this
you don't
very
know which one to
recipe.
Listen to. Which comment do I do? Do I add this or do
exactly.
I add this?
Exactly.
What's my...
You're paralyzed. You're paralyzed
you don't know what
to do. Because now you're almost not even trusting the actual original recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know which way to turn. You're confused.
And now you're just baking blind.
Exactly. And you don't know, okay, which one is the 5-star? Was it this modification that these three people got?
Mm-hmm.
Was it that other modification that those three people got? Or was it the original recipe? I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't
know. So you can't
know.
Trust it. Now, I had stumbled across a recipe. This was maybe in college. I lived 1 year in the townhouses. They had a kitchen.
Oh, so you actually cooked.
So I cooked. Yes. I cooked.
Okay.
Anyway. So I think this is when I ran into it. It's the Jacques Torres chocolate chip cookie recipe in
Ooh.
The New York Times.
Fancy.
So I'm going to say that again. It's the New York Times cooking section, which has a reputation. And Jacques Torres, this French... If you were an early watcher of Food Network, he had an interesting chocolate show. He'd make all sorts of crazy stuff like high end.
We're talking
gold fleaf on the chocolates.
Foodie.com.
This is
to the max.
Fancy stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, this recipe, it calls for 2 different types of flour, neither of them all purpose. It calls for very specific types of chocolates that you either have to order from Jacques Torres, of course, himself, or these, I forget what that, they are very expensive at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Of course.
Can't get it at a generic
No, can't just put
store.
In the chocolate chips, of course. and then you make it all. You put it in the fridge for at least 24 hours.
Whoa.
It does help absorb the moisture.
Right.
But come on, you want the cookie now. And then you put it in, and their little secret was you salt the top. And not with table salt, of course.
It's got to be.
If you're in a pinch, maybe you could get away with kosher salt. But really, we need a nice, good finishing salt, those big, flaky ones
uh-huh.
that you got to order online. So that's a lot of extra stuff, a lot of steps.
And
takes forever.
There
you
were. You just had a hankering for a chocolate chip cookie.
You just want a cookie. And they don't have comments. They have recipe notes because they're too snooty for comments.
Right.
It's notes. One of the guys, it's like the top note now. He goes, hey, it's asking for these 2 different types of flour because of their protein percentages. You end up with whatever percentage. If you just use all purpose, you're real close to
with
what you're
percentage.
Supposed to be at. So it's too fancy for its own good. You got to get all the special ingredients, some other recipes, special equipment to make them.
And now it's a hassle.
Too much effort and time, and you're not going to follow through. You know what? When I made them, I didn't have finishing salt. I don't even know if I did the two flours. And I'm going to tell you, I used chocolate chips.
So you didn't truly...
They're good, but I didn't... I wasn't going through all that.
Right. The effort was way too high of a hurdle.
So I didn't even do it. And most of the time, if I'm making chocolate chip cookies, I'm not even thinking about that recipe.
Right.
Because it's too much. I'm just plain not going to follow their advice.
Yep. Most of the time, you just, you know, it's a Friday night. You're going to watch a movie, get a hankering for chocolate chip cookies. You whip together a quick batch. Mm-hmm. Boom. You're eating them with your glass of milk 2 hours later. That's how it should
Max.
Be.
Yep. And so, all right, so those are the kind of the two ends.
Those are the two ends. Hold on. Just so people know where we're going here. Mm. I feel like we didn't really give a runway.
That's
for what
true.
We just jumped into all this food talk.
We're hungry.
Which is fine. But we've got a point here, friends, and we're going to make it very soon. But this is somehow going to relate back to money.
Of course it's money.
So stick with us. But we are going to be kind of comparing and contrasting different voices that are coming at you in the personal finance world.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them being all recipes. Some of them being the New York Times. And just like Goldilocks, the bed was too soft. The bed was too firm. What's that sweet spot in the middle?
The bed that is just right when it comes to cooking is, of course,
America's Test Kitchen.
Oh, our wonderful friends at ATK. These
super
folks
fans.
Do all the work for you. They take a recipe. They go, what should we think about this time? Chocolate chip cookies, maybe? They get a bunch of different recipes. They start mm-hmm. making them. They kind of duke them out against each other. Oh, these three, maybe these two are the best ones. What can we do to tweak them? What can we do to make them easier, make them better, and make them foolproof?
Mm-hmm.
And then they make... when you read a recipe of theirs, it has been made it like... probably dozens of times, dozens of iterations to get it just right.
Yes.
And they test what happens when you cook it in a gas oven, in an electric oven, on all these different cooktops, and
until
this kind
it's
of a thing.
Consistent.
Because they want to help you make sure this is what you are going to get.
Yep.
And their chocolate chip cookies.
A foolproof, amazing result every single time.
That's right.
And yeah, their chocolate chip cookies are incredible.
They're very good.
I think the first cookbook that we got with them was back in 2012 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
We got the How Can It Be Gluten-Free cookbook because I had
you
recently become, had trouble with gluten and was breaking out in rashes. We don't need to get into it. But I discovered that I can't eat gluten. And we were desperate to find, I didn't want to just buy the junk at the stores because, man, so many of those gluten-free prepackaged things, at least back then, were totally garbage and gross.
And expensive.
And expensive. They're still expensive, but they have thankfully, mercifully gotten better in quality.
Mm-hmm.
America's Test Kitchen came on the scene, and we kind of knew about their reputation, and we'd watched some of their shows on Saturday
public
morning.
Public television.
Yeah, we watched their show on Saturday morning, and we got their cookbook. And I remember we made, I think it was the chocolate chip cookies mm-hmm. as the very first go, and we were soon totally addicted. They call the cookbook, How Can It Be Gluten-Free? And they were not lying because mm-hmm. The way you know a gluten-free recipe is good is if your non-gluten-free friends don't even know.
If people will willingly eat it, it's a good one.
Right.
Now, when we talk about, so we had our Jacques Torres, mm-hmm. all this extra stuff. Now, their chocolate chip cookie recipe, even their regular one, they just say, hey, we're going to brown the butter instead of just melt it. Give it a little bit more flavor, nuttier flavor. And we're going to use a little bit more, we're going to use dark brown sugar instead of light brown.
Just to give it a little more of that molassesy mm-hmm. richness.
Super easy swap outs. All you got to do. You just cook the butter a little bit, and you use some dark brown sugar.
So what they're doing is they're keeping you on track with streamlined processes.
They made it better.
But they're going to find one or two tweaks that's going to enhance it mm-hmm. and take it from just run-of-the-mill, back-of-the-box recipe into something that is now, that's rememberable. That's something I want to bring to a party. That was something I want to make sure I note down and make again.
Yep. And I knew what to do, when to do it, and why I was doing it. They'll have a whole section on each page. Or if you get the magazine, like I do, pay a whole page and a half of why this recipe works, how why they got to this, works. Why what we tested this, then we tweaked that, then we moved on to this step, and then the recipe.
Right, they break it down. The whole process of why this recipe ended up being the recipe amongst all the ones that they tweaked and tested and sifted through, this is the one, and here's why.
And you don't need any substitutions. You don't need to make any tweaks, as they already made the substitutions and the tweaks for you in their own kitchen when they're trying to figure it out themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No more is needed.
So ever since we became fans, we've gotten multiple more of their cookbooks.
They have two magazines that go every other month. I am now subscribed to both. One's a little fancier, a little more foodie. The other one is a little bit more just straightforward. We're cooking on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So now we have both.
We do. And we always know that when we're going to put the effort in to make a meal with their recipes, whether it's an appetizer, an entree, a side, or a dessert, we know it's going to be on the money every single time. And we will never walk away saying, meh. That was kind of good.
This is not an exaggeration. There's never been a dud.
There has never been a dud. And with all recipes, dud. Left and it was kind of like 50-50 duds. Mm-hmm. And then we have used many different meal planning services in the past to help us with meal prep and meal planning and whatnot. And while we're big fans of all the ones that we've used personally, you will run into duds from time to time, especially if they source their recipes not from their own kitchen. Does that make sense?
They're an aggregator and curator.
Right.
They don't have time to be cooking 8,000 recipes.
No, they don't. And if they don't actually go through all of the steps, they might miss a recipe or two of something that broke down in the instructions.
Mm-hmm. So we love America's Test Kitchen. We love their cookbooks. We love the magazines. I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. And so now let's bring this to money. So we've got all recipes. We've got New York Times food section. And we've got beloved just right soft bed, just right temperature oatmeal.
We've used a lot of analogies here with Goldilocks.
That's Goldilocks and
the
Three Bears. That's what it is. So just right in the middle. Now let's talk about money. Yeah. So you've got all recipes. Easy stuff. You find it online. Who knows who wrote it? And everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah, it's sourcing your personal financial education via listicles and blogosphere and Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get a ton of different opinions and approaches. If you come out with a firm opinion about, hey, how you are going to be doing something money-wise, you're going to get 50 comments on how someone's doing it just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're swayed by that comment section, there you go.
I mean, yeah, you might not be quite sure on what step to take. And then once you finally do pick one, well, then how do I take it? Now you've got 50 more things to pick from there, and you don't know what's going on. Maybe you've picked a good thing. You've picked budgeting.
Yeah.
An amazing habit to have when it comes to your money.
Essential.
Essential. But how do you do it? What app do you use?
Do you use pen and paper?
When do you do it? How often do you do it? How do you do it? When do you do it? You're going to get a million things. You don't know which one you're going to pick. Did you pick the right one? Is it going to work? Maybe you pick the one that's not going to work. And now you think, budgeting's dumb. Doesn't work for me. I already tried it.
Right.
Well, yeah, you tried the version that didn't work for Joe in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to work for you. You got to find the one that works.
Or
you need to find the source you can trust.
Yeah, you found a source that had a ill-formed opinion about money.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't actually consistently won with it. if that makes sense.
Yep.
You found somebody who had a flash in the pan over, you know, result, shared it, and then it crashed and burned on them 2 months later. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to find that out as well. And it's just this trial and error, extremely costly as far as time goes, approach to personal finances of just kind of getting blown around with the breeze of whatever popular opinion is kind of showing to you in your search feed and your Google hits.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one, that's the all recipes approach to personal finance.
Yep.
Now on the flip side, the far end of that, you've got the New York Times approach.
Our Jacques Torres.
There is no shortage of, there's a niche community, I'd say, in the personal finance world of buttoned up experts with really slick insider strategies that you can only access their secrets if you give them 10 payments of $29.95.
$29.995.
And then you can get into the inner chamber to get these two or three strategies that are going to just accelerate you to become.
And you do this, then you do that, and then you take this, and you move that thing here, and you do.
It's hyper complex. It is unnecessarily complex, really, truly. And there's no real need for it.
Yeah.
It's just, and most people, it's not going to work for. Because it's so far and above and outside of their reach, they can't even get started.
When you go to do the thing, even if it could just be some complicated, super many-stepped thing, even on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to do the thing, maybe you don't follow the steps. Maybe you're like me. You use chocolate chips. You use table salt.
And then you're not even going to get get
what they said you're going to get. And maybe something you omit, something you add in because you didn't want to do this special thing, you didn't have access to it, totally wrecks it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work out.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm not even going to fool with my finances. I'm not even going to try because it is a lot of work. Not worth it.
Tried that. It failed. I put all this money in. I lost it all in the market.
Mm-hmm. Or it took all this time and I don't have that to spend.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of the other extreme. And we don't like, both of these can lead you. They don't always lead you to a loss.
No.
You know, you can use, as long as you're using a strategy, usually you're still 1 foot ahead of the other one, mm-hmm. and that's a good place to be. You're not going backwards per se, but they have a lot of potential to go badly or to take you down an off ramp away from the actual place you wanted to go, which was building financial freedom in your life. So that you could be more present to the people and things that you love and care about the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we, here at Wallet Win, we like that middle.
That's
we like
right.
the soft bed.
If we may,
we like America's
we present
Test Kitchen.
Wallet Win as the America's Test Kitchen of personal finance.
Yes. If we may be so bold.
If we may. We put in the work to figure things out.
We have.
We've tested so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
We come forward with a set plan.
Mm-hmm.
Follow this. This is why we want you to do it this way. And if you do it this way, it will work. You will get the result. And don't worry, you don't need two types of flour.
Nope. You can't screw up the recipe.
Mm-mm.
It's here.
It's
it
right
works.
There.
It's foolproof. Just follow it. And mm-hmm. you get the expected and intended result 10 out of 10 times.
Exactly. Now, you can't do what everybody else is doing because everybody else is having a heck of a time with their finances, which you might be feeling if that's how you've done things or not done things so far. So we're going to ask you to do a few things a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask you to brown a little butter.
We're going to ask you to put in that dark brown sugar.
Small tweaks to how you're living that are going to yield big results.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're here for. We're going to help you tweak what you're doing, make sure you're doing it the right way to get the result with as little, there's going to be some effort.
Yeah.
You got to turn on the oven, you got to mix up the batter, but with as little effort as possible. It's not super complicated. You just need to know what to do.
Right. And so if you have found yourself wanting to ever bang your head into a wall of, I have tried to budget, or I have tried to get out of debt and then we just land in more, or we've tried to get some emergency savings and then the tires all blew out. I know people that has happened to. And you're just sitting there spinning your wheels feeling like I'm just treading water. I'm not going forward. I'm not necessarily going backwards. Maybe a little bit backwards sometimes, particularly in 2020, but I'm just more or less going nowhere. We call that treading financial water. If that is where you are and you want a guaranteed recipe without all the chatter and the tweaks and the here's this hack and here's this tip and here's this trick and all the noise that comes from that all recipes approach, and you want to avoid the complicated, overly done New York Times approach, take the America's Test Kitchen approach. That's what we do here at Wallowin. That's why we do what we do, is to help people get those results 10 out of 10 times. Mm-hmm. If they're going to meet us halfway and put in the effort, we want to give you a winning game plan that's going to take you to your end result every single time.
That's right.
So, yeah, if you're ready for that change, we got it for you.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you're not subscribed, the easiest thing you can do is hit the subscribe button mm-hmm. in your podcast player. We'll come to you every week with something good. I was going to say to eat, but that's recipes.
It's a podcast,
not a food delivery service. So we're coming at you in the podcast. And then, of course, we've got Wallet Win Academy, which is the way wallet winners take it to the next level of learning what to do with their money, how to do it, when to do it, and in that supportive community that's doing it along with them.
That is where the recipe lives.
That is it. Of course, you can join when the doors are open, and you can make sure that even when they are not, you can get a head start on the work that you might be doing inside there by grabbing one of the freebies on our website, right? We've seen that people really get their first boost when they learn how to budget, when they start saving or getting out of debt, and when they can get a little boost in their income. Mm-hmm. So we've got some freebies on our website at walletwin.com right on the front page that'll help you learn how to budget, out of debt, and boost your income.
Yep. So go on over there, grab whatever is kind of that next best step for you, and keep those eyes peeled for the next time we open up the doors to WalletWin Academy, because that's where the recipe lives, my friends. So get your jump start and keep those eyes peeled, because we're going to be opening it in January. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.